Hello.
Hi, this is Nelson from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
We are who we are, and I'm a female. That is like the worst question somebody can ask me. I don't even know if I could do this survey. What's it about?
Well, your opinions are very important for us, and it help us improve the products, and it will be quick and confidential.
All right, let's see.
Okay, and so I will need to select one of these options. The question, the first one is, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Something else.
Okay.
I don't know why they asked that question. How long is this going to be?
Well, it's going to be quick. I can go as fast as I can.
Okay.
All right. And you said something else, right? Could you please specify?
What?
Yeah, you...
Just ask me the next question.
Sorry?
Ask me the next question. What's the next question?
Yes, it won't let me move on until I select one of the options.
All right, put female. I don't care. Put a female. I just think it's the stupidest question, so just put a female.
All right, and in which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Okay. And what is your zip code?
10598.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote in New York? Yes? No?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and what is the year of your birth?
66.
Thank you. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Here are the options: white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Lhasa Native, Asian, Pacific Islander.
Wait.
I'm sorry?
I'm white.
Just to confirm, you said white, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I'm getting stronger. I wasn't strong until now. I'm really strong.
All right, so you consider strong or not as strong?
Now I'm very strong.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I say 5.
Just to confirm, you said 5, right?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Here are the options: Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein.
Donald Trump.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat? Here are the options, the Republican. The
Republican.
Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. Here are the options. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I am personally against abortion, but I do not feel the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and it should be illegal.
None of those are the right answer because I don't believe it's illegal, but I don't believe you should have it after you see a heartbeat. Up to 8 weeks, you can have one. After that, all bets are off. Once that heartbeat starts beating, I don't think you should be able to have one unless there's like a health issue. You can't decide after 3 months, so there's nothing for that, right?
Okay, so which one do you select?
I can't select one because I don't believe in any of them.
Oh, okay.
I believe that a woman has a certain amount of time that she can have an abortion, and if she doesn't have it, then all bets are off.
Okay. All right, so based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Here are the options. Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York.
All right. It's the middle one. It's the second one. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
So you said the second one, right?
Yes. Right? The second one is up until a certain point they can have one. Read me number two again.
Number two says abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York.
Yeah, that's the one.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned,
concerned.
Somewhat concerned, very
I'm not
concerned.
Concerned. I'm not concerned.
Yeah. Okay. So you said not concerned at all or not very concerned?
Not concerned at all.
Okay, and as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Oh, about the states allowing whether you can have an abortion or not? Is that what you're asking?
Sorry?
You're asking me ever heard if the states have the option to decide whether you can have an abortion or not? Is that the question?
No, the question, it says again, as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitutions protect the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard
I heard some.
Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I say yes. That's fine.
Okay. Here's the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. adds certain protections to the State Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the State Constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
Wait, I missed that whole thing. You want me to know if people have the right to do what?
Well, again, select one of each of the segments. I'm going to read it. Yes or no? Again, here's the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 elections. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
I guess yes.
And, oh, okay, and here's the question. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure? Vote no, undecided, vote yes, or will not vote on the ballot measure?
I'm not going to vote.
Okay.
I don't even care anymore.
All right, and what values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list.
All right, this is taking too long now. This is taking too long. It's giving me a headache. I thought it was going to be like a few questions. How many more questions are there?
We have completed the 47%. I can go faster if you want.
Yeah, it's just giving me a headache. I just don't even care anymore. Whatever, go on to the next question.
Okay. Well, first, you need to pick two of the following list. Well, it says, what values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. It goes too far, protecting lives of unborn children, distrust of government, family, responsibility to women, empathy, personal responsibility, parents' rights, faith in God, safety.
Safety and faith in God.
Okay. All right, moved on. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It really doesn't make any difference at this point.
Okay.
I have other issues I have to worry about.
Okay. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No, I'll vote for the candidate.
Sorry?
I'm going to vote. I'm going to... even if they're losing? Is that what you just asked me?
No. Well, again, it says, if you learn a candidate for a political office support or the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your life?
Just say it doesn't make a difference, because I don't even know what that means. I don't even know.
Okay. All right. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Right. To the best of your knowledge, the Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
Want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
Could you please repeat it?
Want states to make decisions on abortion laws.
Well, pick one from the following. Want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. Want a national ban or abortion without exceptions. Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. Want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
That one, the last one.
Okay. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban or on abortion without exception, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The first one.
So you said, just to confirm, the first one, want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Yes.
Okay. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I want states to decide.
Excuse me?
I want the last one.
Okay. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant?
No, I really don't care anymore. I have other problems in my life I have to worry about.
Okay. I need to read the response options, and you may pick one. So, is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant,
Number one.
Important, very important. Okay.
Number one.
When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant,
one.
Neutral, neither important
one.
Or
one,
important?
One. Okay. Oh, you got to read them. I'm sorry. Go ahead and read them.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Somewhat important. Very important, a requirement, I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. And you picked the first one, right?
First.
Okay. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals.
Now, you know why I'm not doing this survey? Wait, hold on a second. You know why I'm going to hang up and not do this survey anymore? Because I already said he's not interested in 2025. So I can't answer this question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, why you can't answer the question?
Because you're telling me that I'm not into it because Trump's not going to, he's not interested in that. Nobody's interested in 2025. Can I go? I'm tired.
What?
I want you to get your credit for doing the survey, but all right, go on, just read it.
Okay,
you get credit for this, right?
So,
I'm only doing this because you sound like a nice person.
I am
and
required
I know you're,
to.
You're just trying to make an honest living. It's not, you know, you don't want people being mean to you. So, all right, let's finish it. Go on, I'll just answer the best I can.
Thank you. So,
you're welcome.
So it's Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
I'm not really that knowledgeable.
All right, and from the following options, do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Not favorable.
Okay. So that would be a very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Right. Okay, moving on. If you learn a candidate for political office supporter of the Project 2025, conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. So, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Here are the options. Very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all.
Convincing reason.
And that's a very convincing reason or somewhat convincing reason?
That one.
Hello?
Yeah, I said very. Can you not hear me?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hear you now. So the next one, abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I am voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all.
Very convincing.
All right. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. Very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason,
very.
Or not a convincing reason.
Okay. Very.
That's very convincing reason?
Yes.
Right, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for the Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. If Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring
That's
people's pregnancies.
True. Yeah.
Right. And this is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot. Passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025.
That's not true, though. So wait, hold on a second. Stop for 1 second. You're calling me and telling me false statements that you're probably telling everybody else that you're calling. That's not true about Republicans want the states to make the decision, which I think is fair. If you're making these calls, should stop because you're bashing Republicans, and that's not right. Or if you're going to be speaking, speak the truth. Who are you working for right now? No, but who are you? Like, who are you working for right now?
Well, I am from Opinion Research.
Yeah, it sounded like they just bashed Trump or bashed the Republicans. Read me that last question. Say that what you just said again.
Well, it says, if Republicans with this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancy.
Right. And what are the responses?
Is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all?
But it's a false statement. They're not going to do that. They're acting like we never had a Republican president before. They're not banning abortion. They're not.
Well, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. And please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democrats.
But it's not convincing.
Right, which one you pick? It's a very convincing reason.
They're not going to ban abortion. Tell me the last one again.
Yeah, very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all.
Not a convincing reason at all.
Okay. All right, the next one, for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting the Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not a convincing reason at all.
Not a convincing reason at all.
Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your boat has no power at all, and 10 means your boat has a lot of power.
5.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, will vote for our political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
No, I'm still voting for Trump. I bet you don't have many people that say that because they won't stay on the phone with you.
All right, and the next one. If the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I will vote.
All right, so both no, undecided, both yes, or will not vote on the ballot measure?
I'll vote.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat? The Republican, the Democrat, other candidate, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not Senate, will not vote for, I'm sorry, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Republican.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, or widow?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Nope.
All right, and did you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Wait, what was it? Say that again?
Yeah. Did you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay?
I'm heterosexual.
3.
I didn't hear it. No, I'm heterosexual.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your base estimate is fine.
$160,000.
Okay. Sorry, you said $160,000?
Yeah.
All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.